see. Nah, nothing's up really. There's something I need to talk with you about. Don't worry, you've not done anything wrong. It's nothing that bad, honest. It's just something I need to get off my chest. Do you remember that party we went to a few weeks back? Yeah, that's the one. See, there is a part of that party where you got a bit overwhelmed and you needed some fresh air, so you asked if I could come outside with you. Do you remember? Alright, I'll get to my point in a second. I remember in that moment outside, it was freezing cold, so you huddled up to me for comfort and a little bit of warmth, and you gave me this look. There was just a hint of embarrassment in it, but there was something else too. Something deeper. That look you're giving me now is actually pretty similar. To be honest, at first I just thought you were glad to be outside the party, but now I'm not so sure. I almost think it might have been a needy look, like when you want something, but you just can't say it out loud. Now, answer me this. Why on earth would you have a needy look like that if you were already comfortable? It's okay. You don't need to answer. I think I might just know. We've been friends long enough. I think I can read you pretty well. See, I thought I knew what that look meant, but I just didn't trust my instincts at first. Now looking back on it, my instincts were right. That was and is a needy look. So, what is it that you need so badly to have that look in your face? You don't need to answer that either. I think I already know. What you want. What you need is me. You need me to do certain things to you, don't you? I could ask what things, but I think we both know, don't we? I have often wondered what you think of at night before you go to bed, what you think of when you're alone, needy, and horny. Could it be that you imagine me doing unspeakable things to you? Could it be that you imagine me and you fucking? Oh, that blush. It's adorable. Or maybe just cuddling. Me holding you so tightly in bed. It's more than just that, though, isn't it? I've told you what I've gone up to with my partners. Tying them up, making them beg, pinning them down, and making them come over and over. Or making them kneel in front of me to pleasure me. It's what you want, isn't it? The dominance, the loss of control. You want nothing more than for me to own you, take you, make you mine. Or maybe you don't. Maybe I've completely misunderstood and read this all wrong. I mean, only you would know. Either way, you have a choice to make. All I've said could be yours, if you want it. Or, if you don't want this, and I'm reading this wrong, then that's fine. I'm sorry I jumped to conclusions. I'm sorry I assumed what you wanted. I've read this completely wrong, and I will work to make sure that we stay friends despite my errors. But if you do want this, everything I've said, just tell me. You can be mine whenever you want. So what will it be? Do you want to be